down, because there's so much about this that really works. I think we're getting near the end of the show. My timer was off, so I'm only guessing.
We always have fun when we talk, Peter. We could keep talking forever.
Right. And we'll talk again soon. My voice will be back to normal again very shortly. So we'll do another show soon. So Alexander Dunlop of LifeElevated.life, and your book is Play Your Cards Right.
Mm-hmm. Play Your Cards Right, A Sacred Guide to Life on Earth, and that's available on Amazon.
That's wonderful. So Alexander, thanks so much for being on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Pleasure.
Mine too.
Live from New York City, it's The Gary Knowles Show. And now, your host, Gary Knowles.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knowles. Nice to have you with us today. We're going to find out about how dark chocolate is good for depression, University of College London. And then we're also going to take a look at some of the issues involving our well-being, including not going to war with Iran. The neocons want it. The president wants it. We, the people, don't want it. There'll be absolute disasters if we do it. So why is the U.S. headed to war with Iran? Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson will explain. Also, the only person ever that I see on any of the cable channels or network channels who is an anti-war advocate, and the only program he's allowed on is Tucker Carlson. And by the way, I'm going to be playing you, not today, we don't have time, but on another show, a clip from Tucker Carlson. Something's happened to Tucker. Don't know what, but he is now going against libertarians that at one time he was a major supporter of. He's gone against the Koch brothers. He's gone against the president's cabinet, including Singer, the vulture capitalist. He's gone against the Google machine. He's gone against China, and rightly so. He's gone against a Wall Street. He's gone against the war profiteers, and war in any of these countries, which he does not advocate, he's against. So that's surprising. But every time he has this one person on, Colonel McGregor, McGregor is an articulate, intelligent, and on this issue, a very progressive thinker. And it's only on Tucker's show that he's allowed. So a lot of issues I disagree with Tucker, and we can have different points of view, but when someone does get it right, I believe we have a moral responsibility to acknowledge that. And he got this right. So you're going to hear from two people who are anti-war and are giving us their measured opinion of why this is all happening and what the likely outcome could be. Also today, we have had our final meeting with all the participants and who successfully completed the anti-aging study. Some dropped out. Some didn't do it. But those who did had remarkable improvements. In fact, the final statistician's report will arrive to me on Tuesday with all the reports. Now, part of that I was a part of because I had to stay an extra 30 days with a couple of the people that entered a month late so that they actually were in constant supervision for 60 days. I saw a woman do 100 to 500 to 600 to 700% increase in physical activity. Just amazing, the improvements. In any case, I want to give you a little background by showing you, and I have never shown this, this was supposed to have been what we call private, meaning it was only for our editorial team. I was going to be putting together, and still am, a documentary on what can happen when a person changes their mind about what they want to happen. Everything else is secondary. It's all about what is a person capable of doing when they unleash that wonderful human spirit within them to excel. And five individuals were filmed who had made, in 2 weeks, this was not the anti-aging retreat study. And so we filmed them. And I didn't know any of these people before they came, nothing about them. But boy, you'll see what I saw. And I said, I'm going to get this on film because no one's going to believe this. I want you to hear from their perspective. I want you to see them doing this. It was a short clip. It's 19 minutes. This is the clip that somehow went from being private to being posted, and there were a few people who watched it, and one of them happened to have been an anti-aging specialist. That's where I got the call. So if you want to know why this whole anti-aging study occurred, you'll see what motivated it, and that you're going to see today. So I'm telling you now, when this starts, go to youtube.com/PRNFM. Again, youtube.com/PRNFM. You can always download all of our programs on the archives. That number is 701-719-9976. 701-719-9976. We're going to be answering people's questions on our next program. So our talkback line, where you can leave a voicemail about your opinion on something or a question, 862-800-6805, 862-800-6805. We begin now with the latest on health and healing. Dark chocolate lowers the risk of depression. That's according to University College London. Now, this was a cross-sectional survey of 13,000 U.S. adults. The study compared self-reported chocolate consumption with self-reported depressive symptoms as measured by what is known as the PHQ-9. And people who ate dark chocolate in the past 24 hours were 70% less likely to report depression. That's within 1 day. I'm suggesting around 2 ounces of dark chocolate. 70% is the ideal. Too high and it's just bitter, and too low and they're going to fill it with sugar. But 70 is the ideal. Always try to make sure that you're getting chocolate, by the way, that comes from not just a quality source, but a fairness in trade where the actual growers and harvesters are not exploited. Anywhere in West Africa, they're exploited. The Caribbean, Dominican Republic, Haiti, you've got to go to a country where they're not exploited. In any case, so that's a good study, especially because it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because what's in dark chocolate? You have the flavanols. These are brain-protecting nutrients, and they're particularly prominent in dark chocolate. They're also found in berries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, cherries, apples, and your citrus and green and black teas. Now, all foods that are processed have a lot of this removed, and that's why you want something in its more raw and whole form. But berries, red wine, apple, citrus, and chocolate improves your mood and cognition. It also has chocolate or cacao, C-O-C-O-A, is a primary source of theobromine. Theobromine, B-R-O-M-I-N-E, and get your decaffeinated. It is important for increasing energy and cognition. Also in dark chocolate, you have a fatty acid. It's an analog to a another indigenous cannabinoid with euphoric effects, and it's called N-acetyl allomanes, which is that feel-good sensation because you're hitting dopamines. So every time you have a piece of chocolate, you're getting a kind of a positive high, and your body remembers that, and you want it again, especially when you're depressed or anxious. And so that's why people crave chocolate. You're also getting what is called phenylthiamine, and that is a monoamine that increases the release of norepinephrine and dopamine and acetylcholine. So if you want a better mood, or at least a mood-enhancing effect, you can find it with chocolate. Now, from Peking University comes a study published in our national Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that shows that altruistic behaviors reduce pain. A team of researchers affiliated with several institutions have found that people who engage in altruistic behavior feel less pain than those otherwise would. And in the paper published, the group outlines the experiments they carried out with the volunteers and what they learned from them. And prior research has shown that engaging in kindness towards others without expecting anything in return can make people feel good. And so doing so causes the brain to produce chemicals like dopamine, which heighten good feelings. And so when you do something good, you feel good. Do good and walk away and know you've done that. And to learn more about how engaging in altruistic behavior might impact the perception of pain, researchers carried out 4 experiments, and the outcome was that when you project kindness and positive thoughts or try to help others, that you're creating a completely different series of emotions that translate into different hormone levels, and including the endorphins, and that helps block pain. So there's a simple biochemical explanation for all this as well. From Central South University and Hunan University, published in the journal, a Chinese Journal of Natural Medicine, they're simply saying what you've known all along, that a healthy gut is the first step in getting the most benefits from a healthy diet. So the healthier the food you eat, the trillions of microbe organisms, and depending upon the diet that you eat, it can be healthy microbes or unhealthy microbes, positive or negative. But the idea is you want to eat a healthy plant, clean-based diet. And the bacterial genome and the human genome present in the body make up a person's microbiome. So the healthier the food, the healthier genome, healthier biochemistry. It's that simple. And that can also help prevent disease, including hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, depression, and cancer. This was published in this peer-reviewed journal, Cell. Also, from the University of Gothenburg, which is in Sweden, published in the peer-reviewed journal European Neuropsychopharmacology, how diet affects mental health. And then they presented the evidence, and it's very compelling evidence of what we've been talking about for a long time, a good food, good mood. You can help improve or worsen mood disorders, improve or worsen anxiety and depression simply by the quality of the food you eat. If you're deficient in B12, you can end up with fatigue, poor memory, and depression. If you have a diet that's too high in fat and low in carbohydrates, let's say a ketogenic diet, you can end up also with conditions that are adverse to your well-being. You need a diet high in complexed, meaning unrefined carbohydrates and amino acids. there's your whole grains, your beans, your nuts, and your seeds. Now, one of the best diets in the world, they found, is the Mediterranean diet, which is rich in vegetables and olive oil, nuts and seeds and beans, and it shows strong mental health benefits, giving you protection against depression and anxiety. And also, many foods or supplements also help, like vitamin D helps. Vitamin D especially helps with ADHD and autism. So another good study showing what you've been doing is on the right side. Also from the University of Pittsburgh and the University of Ohio and Korean University and Shinga University in Japan comes a study that researched over 1,000 men, and they found that when you increase your omega-3 intake, especially the DHA, it can help lower your risk of aortic calcification among men. That's important. So you want to take your omega-3 fatty acids and to help prevent hardening of the arteries, and especially around the heart, arterial sclerosis and atherosclerosis. So takeaway message is this. There are vegan sources like flaxseed oil, hemp oil, walnuts, avocados for your omega-3s, and there's fish oil. Both are important, whichever one you choose to use. But the evidence is that the DHA fraction of the omega-3 fatty acids helps fight atherosclerosis. That's the takeaway message. And keeps your arteries more supple and flexible. And the University of Virginia found that dopamine and the biological clock linked to snacking and overeating and obesity. So 15% of U.S. adults were obese back in 1976. Today it's over 40% and headed to 50%. Now another 33% overweight. That means 88% of the American population are overweight, putting you at risk of heart attacks, strokes, arthritis, cancer, dementia. Yeah, we are really in it. This was an article published in Current Biology. And when you're not getting a good night's sleep, when you're eating late at night, when you're under stress and take that stress to bed with you, you're adversely affecting your biological clock. Now, for those of you who've made the mistake of working overnight, even if that's, and there's no, I'm not blaming anyone, I'm just suggesting that, let's say you, the only job you had was working overnight as a transit worker, or as a police officer, as a firefighter, or their medic, or emergency care, all the other people have to work overnight. If you work for more than 10 years overnight, you could have taken years off your lifespan. And you adversely affect your biological clock. So de-stressing, being in a green environment with trees and water and nature and butterflies, that helps you get a good night's sleep, but it also helps rebalance the biological clock. Not using a wristwatch, you know, not looking at your watch or cell phone, trying to disconnect from the time reality syndrome that we live by also helps you. So chill out, exhale, relax, and rebalance yourself. You're worth it. Want to see you live a longer life. And also from the University of Hyoga, which is in Japan, a study detailed the stress-reducing benefits to office workers that even small plants situated within easy viewing can make a difference. So putting a plant on your desk or hanging some plants from the windows, just something to help bring a green environment indoors, can improve your work and your life. The more plants, the less stress. And also, ecotherapy aims to tap into nature to improve your well-being. University of Westminster in the United Kingdom, as many as 1 in 6 adults experience mental health problems like depression or anxiety every week. And not only is this serious as a disadvantage to your mental well-being, but it's also a common cause of many diseases worldwide, and they're on the rise. But one type of therapy that is starting to become more popular is ecotherapy, ECO, ecotherapy, which advocates that you can improve your mental and physical well-being, sometimes referred to as green exercise or green care, and it's really a formal therapeutic treatment involving being active in natural spaces. Just simple things like cutting the lawn. Now, for those of you that used to cut the lawn when you were a kid and make a dime or a big lawn, a quarter, it was fun. By the way, back then, we all knew how to sharpen blades and how to take it apart, clean it so that it just went and today, if you showed a young person a lawnmower, they'd say, "What's that?" But it was always wonderful to have that fresh smell of cut grass, the chlorophyll in the air. And just being outside, being in the Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or Cub Scouts, and being close to nature. Gardening is a great way to improve your health. So you have to interact. Not just sit, interact with that world. And that's important, and that can help us be healthier longer. That's the latest on health and nutrition. We are 20 minutes into our program. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to go to Colonel McGregor talking about the airstrikes that just happened against the leading Iranian military leader in Iraq, killing him and several others. And he's saying what this really portends. Back in a moment.
Look at this. The first question is, what are we doing in Syria, in Iraq, with troops on the ground? What's the purpose to begin with? I don't think that's ever been fully explained. What we've heard routinely is that we're coming out, we're coming out, we're coming out. Each time the president seems to be subverted and we end up with a few more troops left. I think that's what's happened here, and it may help explain what was done on Sunday. This contractor was killed in this rocket attack in the vicinity of a place called Kirkuk.
Right.
Now, if you look at the five targets, three inside Iraq and two in Syria, these targets are 250 miles, 300 miles away from Kirkuk. So we're not striking anything in the vicinity of where this event happened. Secondly, all of these targets, yes, they're part of what we call the PMF, the Popular Mobilized Force. They are Iranian trained, they are Shiite militias, and they have been killing ISIS.
Right.
And al-Nusra and al-Qaeda.
Right.
And they have actually liberated and protected Christians from our friends in ISIS. Now, ISIS is largely gone, but they're still digging them out in lower Syria. Well, for some reason, we chose to strike all of these targets instead of looking for something in the vicinity of Kirkuk. So it seems that your essential suspicion is probably accurate.
Well,
looks like an attempt to drag us into something.
Well, let me just ask you about that, because you basically said that these guys were fighting ISIS the last time any of them. So, but it turns out that they're now also our enemy. Are we just darkness
staggering around from one misunderstood faction to the next is a damn good description. I don't think we have any idea what we're doing there. And I think the president has been skillfully misinformed. I think he's being walked into another ambush, much as he was last summer, when all of a sudden he was presented with his fait accompli. They've shot down a global hawk. We have to attack Iran. Now we have attacked these Iranian-backed forces. The Iraqi government, I think, is going to try and throw us out. The parliament has already voted unanimously for us to leave. So I think the next step is for the Iraqis to say, get out. I don't think that the Iranians or the Iraqis, per se, are necessarily going to respond in the way the neocons would hope.
Well, President Trump has always said he's thought these wars were a complete waste of policy men who've wandered in and out of this.
And another pointless war. He's the one who can say no, and he does. But he needs to understand that's not enough. He's got to move the people around him who are part of the problem out.
Thanks.
Okay, keep in mind, everyone on the other media, all the other media, liberal and conservative, all wanted retaliation, defense of America. They had on the generals. These are all the people who go to work directly from the Pentagon or Defense Department, National Security Agency, through military contractors or through front groups or foundations or astro groups, astroturf groups, in order to act as if they're there to defend American interests. They're not. They're there to defend the military-industrial complex's interest and the 200,000 corporations and contractors working in Washington, feeding to the tune of trillions of dollars off our largesse. And we've got to say no. But trouble is nobody's listening to us. So it's nice to have one voice that tells the truth, and he is one who tells the truth. Now, we're going to play a short clip of this. This is a discussion, I guess it was yesterday, by Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. And he's talking about how Israel is really the force behind what is happening with Trump's decisions. And Israel, just so I explain this, because this isn't in his talk. Israel has over 240 nuclear warheads. It could destroy all of Iran in a heartbeat, or any other country in the Middle East. It has made an alliance with Saudi Arabia. It has a military capacity that it would not be defeated by any source, military source, in the Middle East. But if it dropped a nuclear bomb on Iran with 70, I think it's 77 or 78 million people, and many of them against the theocracy of the Iranian government, they would be condemned in perpetuity for that genocide. So smartly, they are working the back halls and getting Trump to act as if they could go ahead and let the Americans fight them. And it's a proxy war. They win. And it has nothing to do with the survival of Israel. It has everything to do with power in that area of the world. So that's what he is really saying here. Hear him now in his own words.
Is increasingly using Iran's presence in Syria, its support for President Bashar al-Assad, and its alleged drive, and I love this one, my military comrades love it too, for a Shia corridor from Tehran to Aden as the hoary beast that must not be at any cost, including, of course, American treasure and lives, as his probable cause and existential prompt for action. That Israel has in support such disparate figures as Nikki Haley at the United Nations, Jim Mattis at the Pentagon, Rex Tillerson at State, as well as the usual suspects from outside the world of warmed over neoconservatives, is indicative of such policy. But it's not just the usual suspects from the world of neocons, about whom I know quite a bit, having experienced them in 2001 and 2 and 3. Take, for example, my South Carolinian, fellow South Carolinian, Lindsey Graham, speaking 4 days ago after a breathless trip to Israel, a bipartisan trip, he called it. I don't know how anybody could use that term. And I caution, don't laugh, because Lindsey was serious, I think. But anything bipartisan with regard to Israel, call it unanimity. Call it absolute unanimity, anything but bipartisan. In fact, the proper words are probably overwhelming and an unprecedented unanimity. In fact, the only issue that does unify the United States Congress, other than mom and apple pie. But Graham had this to say, quote, "Anytime you leave a meeting where the request is ammunition, 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 that's probably not good." That's Lindsey. I know Lindsey well. "This was the most unnerving trip I've had in a while," he said breathlessly again. Graham went on to assert that, quote, "When they tell you, when they tell you we won't help to deal with the blowback that might come from attacks on civilian targets, where Hezbollah has integrated military capability, that was so striking. That was striking, end of quote. And then Senator Coons, who up until this time I've had some respect for, fairly sane and sober senator from Delaware, reported that, quote, the tempo in terms of potential for conflict in Syria has gone up astronomically. The technologies Iran is projecting into Syria and southern Lebanon has gone up. Iran's willingness to be provocative, to push the edges of the envelope, to challenge Israel has gone up, end of quote. Coons reported this almost as breathlessly as Lindsay. With the highest tech nation on earth in Syria, the United States of America, that is all Coons could derive from his visit. That the country that spends less than 1% of what the U.S. spends on its national security has introduced new technologies in Syria, technologies that threaten the country Israel, to whom the U.S. bounty is limitless. This is Joseph Goebbels' territory. Karl Rove is envious. The Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, as the heir to the Project for a New American Century, Bill Kristol's Iraq-bound think tank, leads that pack of wolves disguised as warmed-over neocons, lavishly funded by the likes of Paul Singer. It's even spawned the Institute for the Study of War, a fascinating Orwellian title if there ever was one. It should be the Institute for War. I've been asked, why is it that you ascribe to FDD and now the...
Okay, so, and he goes on there for another 7 minutes. You can watch the rest of the clip. But here's the takeaway message. Do you remember when we were opposing in 2003 on this program with a series about 15 one-hour programs, why there was no weapons of mass destruction, why the so-called expert undercover person named Curveball was a fraud, and that the intelligence for justifying the war was done not through the CIA and its main analyst desks, but rather through a hand cherry-picked group by Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby, meeting the vice president's office, planning and scheming this entire event, knowing that George Bush, a rather dim-witted fool, would be going along with it, since he had no patience for study and scholarship of the issues. As a result of this, I said, mark my words, the most powerful man in Iraq will be, in the future, Muqtada Sadr, whose father was the leading imam in Iraq and who was killed. He then ventured off. His whole militia, over 150,000 soldiers, went to ground, meaning they no longer attacked, they put their guns away. And they waited for him to go to the religious center, Qom, in Iran and study until he became an imam, then being brought back into Iran, exactly what happened. And today he is the most powerful man in Iraq, not the prime minister, not any member of parliament. He is. And guess who he's in alliance with? Iran. So now you don't have Iran and or Iraq. You have Iran, Iraq, one and the same. One will defend the other. And we have all these military installations all over Iraq, and we have the largest embassy in the world in Iraq, and now the Iraqi entire parliament says, get the hell out, America, and close down your bases. Now, they're a sovereign country, and we have no choice in it. At the same time, Assad has been accused repeatedly by the liberal media and the conservative media together, especially Fox, except for Tucker Carlson, of using chemical weapons against his own people. Well, on Tuesday night's coming show, I'm challenging PBS's special on the White Helmets, showing that they are wrong on all their facts, because WikiLeaks just released yesterday intel report about the people who were brought in, the international group of scientists, to see what kind of attack occurred, and determined it was not an attack at all. It was staged. And then this WikiLeaks found the emails from the head of that report, the head of that commission, trying to get all that information erased get deep six covered up. You know, you're going to see all that. But we've already established at least 7 military bases in a sovereign country in Iran. We're using their oil. In Syria. We're stealing another country's oil. That's against all international laws. So that is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a rogue state, the United States, with the sponsors of terrorism, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. We're dealing with Israel. And the outcome will probably be we will intensify the infliction until there's a pushback, and then somewhere there's going to be a launch of a war, and then watch our economy go into a tailspin, watch the price of oil go through the roof. That's what we're looking at. And the media, both left and right, are complicit. Now, we're going to go right now to the clip that started the entire anti-aging clinical study that just ended yesterday. It's over 90 days, and all the results are coming in. And the results that I'm getting after they've been reviewed are phenomenal. Here's what inspired them. You can watch it in real time by going to youtube.com/PRNFM.
I just felt that I needed to be here because I was looking for the tools to reverse my type 2 diabetes.
The fatigue was so bad that I couldn't even lift my arm to answer the phone. The bowel movements stopped about in 93, could no longer go to the bathroom at all, started doing enemas. That's how I got by for 15 years, I did enemas. My white blood count was super low. That doctor said, well, you're just too far gone, there's nothing we can do. He said, you don't have any white blood counts at all. They're all low. My red blood count was also way low. And then, obviously, I had anemia, severe anemia, and everything else.
I wanted to address the issues of brain fog, and I realize that I'm forgetting a little bit more now as I grow older. So I was very concerned about that, so I wanted to, that was one issue. The other is my the blood pressure. It seems to be out of alignment with me, and the doctor seemed not to be able to find a solution for my blood pressure that's up one day, down another.
I was given two chronic diagnoses. One is chronic lymphatic leukemia, which is a bloodborne cancer, and the other is chronic bronchitis. Chronic bronchitis is a form of COPD. I have two brothers, or had two brothers, who succumbed to COPD, and they lived a very miserable life. And I decided that I wanted a change. I wanted to do something about it. I did not want to go out of life that way.
Well, you're in an environment where you can not be stressed. A lot of Americans every day, they're stressed. And the stress causes cortisol. Then they're so anxious they either drink or take drugs or overeat or keep busy, which just recycles the stress. Here and other places like this, if people were up the Grand Canyon, if people were in the Pacific Northwest, in Oregon and Washington out into the woods, if people were up around Vancouver in Canada, there are thousands of places in this wonderful, beautiful country of ours to go and be near nature and exhale, decompress.
I have felt more relaxed here than I felt in such a long time. The tension has actually gone from my neck.
Yeah.
I had been carrying it and didn't realize it. But after being here for just the first week, I began to relax. I began to breathe, feel more alive.
So right now you have no COPD, your lungs are clear.
My lungs are clear, and I've had a third check with the pulmonologist because they were wanting to suggest therapy, but they could find no obstruction, so they had no justifications for respiratory therapy.
So 3 out of 3 board-certified pulmonologists says you've got a clean bill of health.
Yes. Gary had given me breathing techniques on getting the oxygen in and breathing it out properly, and you find your zone. Well, I found my zone on Monday. So now I can breathe again. I feel alive. I feel actually that my lungs have been reborn, and this is a revelation for me. I feel that it's a miracle, and this is something that I can take in the future. but I offer this as an opportunity to tell you about exceeding your limitations. I have exceeded my limitations 1,000-fold.
Today, I walked 27 miles, which I had never done before August, and let alone after my diagnosis. So I will say that the biggest thing I've learned is when you let go of your fear, anything is possible. And when you let go of other people's fear that they're putting on top of you, anything is possible. And then there's space for you to not only help yourself, but others.
I was able to eat food, which was a huge accomplishment. Not only was I able to eat food, by the third or fourth day here, I had a bowel movement on my own. So that's not something you like to talk about. But that, and ever since then, I've had bowel movements on my own. I've been able to eat food, even though it's still a limited diet, I can eat food. And I continue to detox and try to clean in a way that is more manageable to my body. And so things definitely improved.
Could you have thought of doing 6 miles?
Oh, no. No. A mile was tops, and that was leisure walk, and that was having to stop. I did do 3 when I started, and I would be hurting like hell when I was done.
And how many did you do today?
9.
Woo!
So, and I feel fine. I could do more if I wanted. But I'm hungry.
What I've learned this trip is there's a whole spiritual side, the whole mental side of life that you got to change also. And even though I've changed a lot of it, I didn't change enough. So, and you have to clear all them things. And it goes all the way back through your childhood, all the way back through the whole thing. So I hope to carry that on. I hope to continue to detox.
When I started the retreat, my blood sugar was about 190. On Monday, my blood sugar dropped all the way to 80. So that was so that's almost what that is in the normal range.
I had acupuncture. I had a treatment for my brain fog. And within a day, I could tell that I was a better feeling person. I was able to speak with more fluidity. I was walking at home and I was rather slow. I have a dog and I would walk my dog, but I would measure my steps by the number of blocks I could take. And I wasn't doing very good, but I know now that I can walk, and I've been doing some rather fast walking. And I'm not out of breath. I feel strong. I feel empowered. It was just a miracle, an absolute miracle.
About 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And the doctor said to me, get your affairs in order. And I tried to do that, but I didn't want to just quit and stop. I wanted to succeed, and I was able to with the help of Gary Null and his holistic organization and his approach. He turned conventional medicine literally upside down. And rather than taking drugs to put down my immune system so it wouldn't attack itself, he enabled me to blossom my immune system so that I could run the New York City Marathon, 15 years having multiple sclerosis. With the help of Gary, he was able to coach me to get me to run the full New York City Marathon as a competitive runner, not even as a disabled runner, and I finished it.
I came here in intense pain that I've suffered for more than a year. That pain is gone. I am almost pain-free. And I consider that quite miraculous, considering that the pain was so was almost crippling. It stopped me from living, and now I'm alive again.
What has happened in the last 1 week? In fact, it's been 5 days. It hasn't even been 7 days. I am now able to walk with some assistance, but I am able to walk. I probably will be using a cane for the next few months, but at least I'm able to do that. My toes are now natural color. I've always had lower back pain. Now that's gone. My vision, I couldn't function without eyeglasses for close-up and eyeglasses for distance. I'm not using eyeglasses. Now, Gary has said to me, Bill, this is not a miracle. It's just your body saying thank you. Now you've got to continue the journey. You've got to continue to do your exercises, to eat properly, and throw away, don't hold on to that pier, throw away, let go of it, and survive in a way that your body was intended to, not mistreating it as you have been over the years.
I wasn't going to treat my disease with fear, and I didn't want to be a victim to it. I wanted to have self-esteem and self-confidence, which I always had, and I wanted to see my disease with that entailed. So I went on Dr. Gary Null's protocol, and it wasn't an easy protocol. I stuck to it to the max every single day, vegan dieting, physical well-being, exercise, self-esteem. I brought that out in myself. I worked on that, making sure my spiritual and my emotional being was great. And I decided that the only way I was going to beat this monster was with my mind and Dr. Gary Null's protocol. So I stuck with it for 19 years, and here I am, stage 4, breast cancer, clean, in remission. I'm well. But I'm back here for a tune-up, and I wanted you all to know that at the time that I was diagnosed and I was going through my protocol, a year later when I was in remission, my oncologist in New York said to me, Gail, you're the only documented case in New York State that was stage 4 breast cancer that went into remission with no chemotherapy. And at that time, he said to me, I would like to know what you did. And I said, I followed this protocol by Dr. Gary Null. And he said, I would like to see it. I said, okay. So I brought it to him and he said, we are building an alternative wing to the North Shore University Hospital in Great Neck. And he said, I would like to have your protocol and put that in the alternative wing so we can offer it to many other patients. And I think that's a wonderful thing that the medical world is now becoming aware that there is a cure, there is a help to fulfilling and changing the cancer regime, which doesn't always include chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, tamoxifen, that there's other ways to cure this cancer.
My son was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 14 years ago at the tender age of 17. And not knowing anything about it, we sought the best doctors we thought we could find, the best neurologists from New Jersey to New York to everywhere we could possibly, our research could lead us. Well, all of those doctors over the course of years of just medicating my son continued to tell us that one medication would work and it didn't, and we try another and it didn't, to the point where we finally were told that there was nothing else we could do about his symptoms and we'd have to get a pump installed in his stomach in order to stop the serious spasms and pains that he was having. So we didn't believe that that was the way we should go. And with such a young person, I definitely wasn't going to make that my decision to make for him. So we sought other alternative treatments, and after working with several people in our area, having known about Gary Null's retreat, knowing about his protocols, having followed him for many years, I knew that that's where the answer was. So we made it here, and after 5 days, 5 days after the first day, in fact, but 5 days as of today, we are now experiencing, and I say we because as a mother, I feel it too, but he is experiencing freedom from his tremors. He had Parkinson-like tremors. We're experiencing freedom from the spasms. They come intermittently, but oh my gosh, have they subsided significantly. Tremors in his eyes are completely gone. And he is just a new person. He sits with posture he didn't before. He has confidence he didn't have before, and he's looking forward once again to a bright future at 31. It's not over, and we realize that we were misled, but there's hope, and there's something out there that works, and we found it here with Gary Noll.
There's about another 7 minutes to that clip, but you get an idea that these are all people, and all this happened within 1 to 2 weeks. And I didn't know any of these people before they come. I don't ask anything from anyone. I'm not the one who screens them. Luann Panessi screens them. And I'm not there to diagnose or treat anyone. I'm there to help people, using what my gift is to help them to manifest their own gift. And it's all in the energy. Everything is in the energy. It's interesting because recently I was told, oh, you know, there are people who come to your retreats to, you know, copy your protocols and then take it home and open up their own centers, and as if somehow they originated it. And I said, they can do whatever they want. I said, there's 1,000 Elvis imitators and there's only one Elvis, friend. You know, they don't know about energy, and that's where everything rests. You could have the biggest people on Wall Street, venture capitalists, put you into a $100 million, you know, center, give them all the vitamins you want. It's not going to change a damn thing. You have to understand the energy that's involved in it. These people are living examples. That's why I got a phone call from an MD, PhD, and his colleagues saying, we just watched this film. This is the film that they just watched that you're watching, except the most interesting parts are the one that's coming, the reversal of end-stage COPD. He was supposed to go into hospice care to finish off the next week, month of his life. Instead, he came there, and three separate pulmonologists, one referred by the other, could not find any blockage. He's cured of his emphysema, or his end-stage COPD, and also he dropped 82,000 points in his white blood cell count, and was no longer end-stage leukemia. And then the Alzheimer's person, also a person that had lifelong depression, his entire life, depression's gone, hasn't come back. So there's and by the way, the cheering you heard, if you didn't watch it, were people doing, after 2 weeks with no training and not even being told they were doing a marathon, I said, let's just go for a walk. And they went for 27 miles, and the guy with end-stage COPD walked 29 miles. Now, you ask anyone who's ever done New York's marathon with no training whatsoever, could you go out and walk a marathon? No, not humanly possible. But it was possible. 9 people did it. And I gave them my own national championships and world game medals because, as I said, what you did today took more effort than me winning it, at winning that medal. So don't forget that that medal is now yours. So the moment you start feeling you can't do something, look at the medal. You did it. Remind yourself of where you should be and can be because you were. So that's why we're now just finished the clinical study. We're going to do the next clinical study as a, you have to do 2 if you want the gold standard of science. And 75% of all studies are not reproducible, which means they're junk science. Mine will be reproduced. It'll be administered by a group of MD PhDs from around the world. We've already set up video conferencing, so they're going to see everything every day. So we could have upwards of 56,000 scientists watching this in real time and asking questions, and I'll be answering them. I'm going to be there. I'm going to do the lectures in the evening. But I won't be administering. They have to do my protocols and come up with the same results. But the energy will be there. So in any case, it starts March 22nd, a Sunday. And we're going to do a 60-day on campus. But then we're going to do, and this is the anti-aging one, and you have to be 60 and up to get in, and with no life-threatening diseases. No heart disease, no cancer. High blood pressure I can deal with, diabetes I can deal with, arthritis I can deal with, overweight I can deal with. But also we're going to do, in the midst of that, we're going to do a 2-week retreat, 1 or 2 week retreat for people who are not in the anti-aging study. They're just coming for whatever reason they choose to de-stress, detoxify, to get healthy, to get happy, to be in nature. So that is what's important. And if you want to come be a part of the anti-aging study, you'll call Luann. If you want to be a part of the retreat, which is 1 or 2 weeks, you can call Luann. Let me give you her number, 903-881-7008, 903-881-7008. And we're posting what you just saw on PRN.fm so you can watch all of it. Now, mind you, these are real people in a circumstance where they all, and by the way, the woman, you didn't hear her say, but she couldn't walk 100 feet without losing her balance. She had advanced multiple sclerosis. She would say if she even walked a half a block, she had to come back and rest for hours. She did 26-mile marathon and feeling great. So that's what's possible. 903-881-7008. So there's two events occurring, same place, same time. One starts March 22nd. That's the anti-aging. Then at the end of that month or in April starts a 1 to 2 week health retreat. There's no protocols. It's just wonderful yoga, meditation, great food, classes all day long. Take as many or few as you want. Counseling. All right. 903-881-7008. Now also tomorrow at noon, I'll be doing an extended webinar on poverty, homelessness, what we can do to help, what we can do individually to make a difference, how we can prevent ourselves from falling into some of the financial traps that we get into. It's going to be a very enlightening webinar. And right now, we're hopeful to have, he's agreed, but couldn't come in yesterday for a pre-record, so we're going to try to have him on live as Chris Hedges. So go to prn.fm if you want to be a part of our webinar. And lastly, I'm offering something today based upon what I've seen happening in Australia this week. And by the way, it's the beginning of this happening. They had the hottest day on the planet in Australia. Australia is no little country. You could put it over the United States and you couldn't see the United States. Most people live near the ocean, but they're running out of water. Most of the animals have been killed. They have no resources. They did no planning. They really screwed up. And in Malaysia, they had the worst flooding yesterday. And all around the world, we're having these extreme weather events, and it's only going to get worse. So today, I'm offering Saving the Planet, One Bite at a Time, your healthy vegan guide to healing yourself and healing our planet. It's a 700-page book. It is almost 700 pages, but it goes through all the problems in the environment and their solutions. Everything going wrong out there, it talks about. It's a very empowering book. It's probably the most definitive book on the environment, and it's not in any bookstores. In fact, it's not going to come out for another 6 months, but I wanted to offer it to you today, and this is Saving the Planet. It's my newest book on the environment. It's a sequel to Clear, Cleaner, Safer, Greener, Blueprint for New Environment I did for the first Earth Day 40 years ago. So here's what you get. When you call this number, you're going to get Saving the Planet on nearly 700 pages, and plus you're going to get a DVD. Now, the two together are worth $80. You're only paying $49.95. And it's you're going to get a video, and a multi-award-winning video of Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, and it really shows you all what's going on all over the world. By the way, New York City can expect 9-foot floods coming, and California is going to turn back into a desert, and there are no contingency plans. It's really bad. If you want to know everything going on in the world, on the planet, what are the problems and what are the solutions? Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time is the answer, and this is how you get it. You're going to call this number. You're going to get the book and video for $49. It's not available anywhere. Call 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. It's a major book. We only have 400 copies. So This is long before it's going to be released. But watching what's happening in Australia, and I have listeners from Australia. I have a lot of people who communicate with me from Australia. And they've said the government's corrupt. They're not doing anything. The former prime minister privatized the whole country. They're selling off our water resources to China. It's a mess. And now you see the consequences. Complete lack of preparation. Now, mind you, 2 weeks ago, none of this would have been an issue, even in Australia. And now it is. It's just like nothing would have gotten the people in Freeport, Grand Bahamas to do anything when they were enjoying beautiful weather, wonderful cuisine, great music, and the warmth and enjoyment of being around the people. And then a Category 6 hit at 224-mile outer band winds and leveled the entire chain of islands. That'll never come back. And they had no plan B. They had no rescue efforts. They had nothing, no water, no food, no transportation, no place to go when they had no home to go back to. And they're on islands. So now it's time to look at the world realistically, honestly, and be prepared and know what's happening. At least you will be prepared. You'll know what's happening and what you can do about it. Give a call, 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065. The book and the multi-award-winning documentary of the same name will be sent out to you today. Today. All right? That's how it works here. And I'm looking forward to spending tomorrow, I don't know how long, 3 hours or longer, whatever it takes to answer your questions, whatever it takes to help you understand how serious the bubbles are that we're in right now, how we're not paying attention to any of this, how we're just assuming that our equities will keep rising, the value in our homes will keep increasing. None of that is true. We're going to have multiple collapses. So tomorrow is really a harbinger of what to expect, and it's happening as we speak. It's not off in the future. It's not 4 years from now. It's now going forward. So be smart. Be on the right side of this lesson. Go to prn.fm and sign up for tomorrow's webinar. Hopefully we'll have Chris Hedges on. If he's available, he'll be on live. If not, we have plenty to share with you, including a tour of downtown Los Angeles, downtown San Francisco, and a look inside poverty in America and what we as individuals can do. Thank you all for listening. And by the way, I'm getting calls. Give out Luann's number again. Mind you, there's two separate things happening simultaneously. One is the reproduction of the original study that just finished after 90 days. And can we get the same outstanding results? Outstanding. People 60, 70, 80, 90, 95 years of age, changing their life, energy, overcoming disease, revitalization, rejuvenation, muscle mass, loss of fat, overcoming depression and anxiety and fear, having endurance and strength and stamina, getting rid of pain. All that's the anti-aging. That starts again. But you must be there for 60 days. It is a clinical study. It's not a kumbaya. It's not a Club Med. It is not, oh, let's go and just have a lot of fun. This is a serious effort. But you get outstanding serious results. But inside of that 60 days, there'll be 1 or 2 weeks, about halfway through, where we're going to be doing our annual health retreat, where people can come, any age, singles, couples, families, and enjoy themselves. Take classes in gourmet vegan cooking and sprouting and hydroponics and fermenting foods, meditation and drum, you know, and aromatherapy, and the butterfly house, and the meditation gardens, and the rose garden, the Socrates gardens, and country bucolic scenes. That is worth the experience. And for both of those, you call Luann at 903-881-7008. Thank you, everyone, and have a nice day.